Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's beautiful. And
maybe it's a good thing it wasn't you.
Well, that's the thing.
Exactly.
Like you think what's you,
yeah,
and you get into this rut of what's you, and you realize whatever. You don't last as long as they have by you last that long by being perpetually fresh. And so go in and let the people help you. Figure it out. Absolutely. As you prepare for summer, for vacation, for cookouts, for Father's Day, for Mother's Day, for graduation presents, O'Call. They are there for you. We got to take a break. We'll come back, talk to Chris Harrington about what happened last night. And after that, Fish on Friday on Tuesday. It's Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
You ready for a new ride? We gossip and gossip Kia Covington Pike. And Bobby J is the man to put you in a new Kia today. It's less than $5 a day. 2021 Kia Forte, $129 a month lease. $31.99 due at signing. Find your soulmate with 2021 Kia Soul. $159 a month lease. $3,099 due at signing. And 2021 Kia K5, built in America. $184 a month lease. $3,099 due at signing. All 36 month leases. Plus, peace of mind you can trust with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's Gossett Kia 1900 Covington Pike. Shop 24-7 at KiaCovingtonPike.com. Ask for Bobby J. He'll put you in a new Kia today.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
36-month leases, zero security deposit, 650 acquisition fee, Forte, ME344837, MSRP 20,655, Soul M777-2135, MSRP 21130, K5, MG005560, MSRP 25725, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, includes all manufacturer rebates and incentives, PF695, excludes tax title and license with approved credit, warranty is a limited powertrain warranty, see dealer for complete details, offer valid through 4/30/2021, dealer stock only.
Baseball players may not get style points for home runs, but baseball bettors do. New BetMGM customers can turn $1 into $100 when someone goes yard during a game. Sign up for the BetMGM app using code WRIGHT100, WRIGHT100, and if you place a $1 money line wager on the Braves-Yankees game, you'll get $100 if the team you bet on hits a home run. After the baseball has left the park, there's no reason to leave your seat. Discover BetMGM's innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code WRIGHT100, WRIGHT100, to win $100 when you bet on the Braves or the Yankees and either team hits a home run. Swing for the fences with BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Must be 21 years or older. Must be in Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for a full list of terms and conditions. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
Luke James here. Guys, are you doing so much more these days? I'm busy acting, writing, producing, recording, plus balancing family, work, and friends, like all of you. It's time to take a beat and think about your self-care routine. Add Dove Men Plus Care body wash and deodorant into your daily routine to make you feel fresh and confident throughout the day. Take good care of you.
Make Dove Men Plus Care eucalyptus body wash and deodorant part of your daily routine. Plant-based care for healthy and hydrated skin. Available now at Walmart and Target.
We need the forklift over here.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Okay, those molds need to be adjusted. The shippers are coming at noon, so we got to get this done.
Like at Dennis's plastic startup, to stay flexible, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do.
And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Jeff Allen, my man, what's happening over at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah?
All I can say, Randy, it's the right time to buy your new Kia at Gossett Kia South on Mount Moriah. I've got a 2021 Kia Forte, 41 MPG, or $129 a month lease, just $31.99 due at signing. And a 2021 Kia Soul, $159 per month lease, $30.99 due at signing.
And I see you got 2021 Kia K5, built in America, $184 a month lease, $30.99 due at signing. They're all 36-month leases.
Plus our industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty program. So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, and let's not forget Senatobia, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia Mount Moriah, 2680 Mount Moriah, or KiaMountMoriah.com.
All 36-month leases, zero security deposit, 650 acquisition fee, Forte, ME344837, MSRP 20,655, Soul M777-2135, MSRP 21130, K5MG005560, MSRP 25725, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, includes all manufacturer rebates and incentives, PF695, excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit, warranty is a limited powertrain warranty, see dealer for complete details, offer valid through 4/30/2021, dealer stock only.
If you need a new roof or you think you might need a new roof, call our man, Chris McCauley at McCauley Roofing and Renovations. They've got plenty of team members that are ready to get out and help you with all your roofing needs. And if you mention that you heard about Chris McCauley and McCauley Roofing on the Jason and John Show, you get a free roofing upgrade.
I've got free inspections, file insurance claims, obviously new roofs, roofing repairs, missing shingles. Check out their five-star reviews on Facebook or you can call them up at 901-487-7096.
901-487-7096. McCauley Roofing and Renovations.
Corky's is your home for authentic Memphis barbecue. Our dining rooms are open, or stop by our speedy drive-thru. Order your party packs today starting at only $5.99 per person.
How can your mortgage work for you instead of you simply working for your mortgage? Here to bring you the answers you need is Don Holsinger, Chief Mortgage Officer with Orion Federal Credit Union, with this week's Mortgage Minute.
Finding the perfect home can be a lengthy and stressful process, and one of the trickiest steps is acquiring the right financing. Orion streamlines the approval process to give qualified buyers a pre-approval within minutes, thanks to our partnership with Fannie Mae and access through their underwriting system. At Orion, we're here to help you get qualified for your next home in three simple steps. One, complete an application. Two, discuss your options with one of our mortgage lenders. Three, take your pre-approval letter to your realtor and make an offer with confidence. Orion can even pay $2,000 towards closing costs. To learn more, visit OrionHomeLoan.com or give us a call at 1-800-532-9025.
This Mortgage Minute has been provided to you by Orion Federal Credit Union. Terms and conditions apply. Contact Orion for details. Conventional mortgages only. Minimum loan amount $95,000. Available in select states. Orion is an equal housing lender.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. Free anywhere on the Odyssey app. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN.
92.9 ESPN from Odyssey.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios. Invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I once held her in my arms. She said she would always stay. That was cruel. Like a fool, I threw it all away. Once I hit mountains in the palm of my hand, and rivers that ran through every day. That must have been mad. I never knew what I had until I threw it all away.
Well, I gotta say, did I say through this Chris Harrington deal yet? Did I say that yet? Okay, let's do that first. Let's do this
now,
Chris Harrington
deal. It's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies and beyond every weekday around 10 a.m.
I was just so entranced by the pitch perfect quality of this song on this day. He had the mountains in the palm of his hand and he threw it all away. Chris, what are we listening to?
That is I Threw It All Away by the Bard of Hibbing, Bob Dylan, from his Nashville Skyline Sessions, obviously in not honor so much, but commemoration of our Memphis Grizzlies.
Oh, God. All right, well, you're the one who categorizes losses, Chris. Where's this one?
I mean, broadly speaking, it falls under collapse. They had a 12-point lead with fewer than 4 minutes to go in regulation, and then you lose. So I think that qualifies as a collapse. But it was sort of a different – it was a different character of collapse in the Knicks game, I think, for various reasons. I think part of it is that there was this sense of, you know, a guillotine or whatever sort of hanging over your head the whole time. I think once you get up 12 with under 4 minutes to go, you think you're going to win the game, and thus it's a collapse. But you spent the whole game sort of wondering, like, okay, like when is this going to stop working? Like, how are we up in at Denver without Jonas Valanciunas? Right? I know they're without Jamal Murray, but you're without three starters if you include Jaren, and you don't have Jonas going up against Nikola Jokic, who is just like grabbing offensive rebounds at will, basically in the second half. And so I think we're surprised to even be here, kind of thing. And then you add the collapse on top of that.
That's exactly right. To me, it was very different than the Knicks collapse because it was so damn gallant, you know, to be there in the first place. But they unquestionably. And then of course they continued to be gallant, so they collapsed two more times, or at least. I mean, I think we can say so. The first collapse was they're up 114-102. After Tillman scores with 3:52 left, they're up 114-102. So that happens. Then in OT, they are up 125-120 with 1:30 left. And then they're up 125-122 when Grayson misses that dunk with 55 seconds left. And then in the second OT, they're up 132-129 when Melton throws that ridiculous pass away. So, like, there was multiple. They kept collapsing, but in order to keep collapsing, they had to keep flourishing in order to put themselves in position to collapse. I really didn't know how to feel about it, honestly.
If one of their big problems right now is not being able to close out games, like, you got a lot of reps at not closing out games last night. You basically had you failed to close out a game three different times, right?
Exactly right. Well, so broadly speaking, do you believe in teams learning how to win?
I think a little bit. I believe in individual players, especially young players, sort of like, you know, going through that, and young coaches for that matter going through that. And so, I do believe in that to some degree, I think.
To what do you attribute their inability, and now of course it's over. We've seen it against the Knicks, we've seen it against Dallas, and we saw it three times last night. To what do you attribute their inability to finish?
There's so many different things that happen across these games. It's hard to like attribute one thing, right? I do think there's an element last night of, and it's sort of a hard thing because like. It's like what got you there is also what took you out in some ways. But I think it devolved a little bit too much into John Morant hero ball. And it's sort of funny to say that because a lot of times that hero ball was working, especially when you got into the first overtime. He scored like four baskets in a row. But if you look at like in the regulation where he had that double dribble turnover, like that was him just like, I'm going to whip out my Rucker Park dribbling moves here in a late possession of a tight game, and it sort of blew up on him. And then that play at the end of regulation where he basically just went 1-on-5 or whatever and tried to throw the ball off the backboard and like do all of that.
That was at the end of the first overtime.
Right. And so you had those plays, you know, late regulation, late first overtime where it became, you know, sort of a hero ball thing. And to me, it felt like John Morant was swinging for home runs like every possession down the stretch. And he hit a lot of home runs, by the way. But I don't know, ultimately, that's not what got them there, right?
No, that's not what got them there. It's the opposite of what got them there. It's what sustained them through the first overtime. It's what got them up in the first overtime. But, no, what got them there was not at all John Morant hero ball, right? I mean, it's weird, though, because, like, Jokic owned, like, down the stretch, Jokic totally dominated and when they were down 12, he either scored or assisted on 11 in the next 12, you know, points to get them back into it. Same thing with overtime, and everything went through him, and he was the focal point. And so you're supposed to, aren't you, go through your star in those moments?
Yeah, but notice, and Jokic is like one of the best passers in the league.
Right.
Jokic was dominating. He was dominating by, like, out-muscling people and out-rebounding people and hitting squared-up shots. He was not whipping out his most fancy passes that he could come up with in his mind, like, in that stretch, right? It was a star taking over, but it was not a star, like, trying. It was him playing solid by taking over, right? And I think the two jaw possessions that just didn't work out were him trying to make highlight plays, right, instead of trying to make simple plays. Jokic was making simple plays. He was just doing it over and over and over again.
I got an email. And the truth of the matter is, so there were two last-second shots to win it. The first one, Ja drives, kicks, Grayson Allen misses an open corner three. Second one was the wild off-the-backboard thing. Nothing wrong with that Grayson Allen last-second play, was there?
Yeah, just missed it.
Just missed it.
Good shooter, missed the shot.
Yeah, and then if that had gone in, of course, we would be we'd be talking about it totally differently. I don't know. I guess then the other question is it possible? I do think some of this is just young players, you know, figuring some things out. The Grizzlies obviously littered with young players. And would D'Anthony Melton throw that pass another time? Who knows? Would like there's that 3-on-1 break that ended with the Grayson dunk was odd. Whatever. So
right.
But then here's the other question.
Anderson took a bad foul late in the second overtime.
Is it possible, I'm just tossing out theories, that the Grizzlies, the way they win is through depth, really, and through and it's not conducive to last 2 minute brilliant execution. When people are normally going through their stars, that's not really how the Grizzlies win. The Grizzlies win by, you know, who knows who's going to pop up and, you know, might be D'Anthony Melton, might be Grayson Allen, might be Dylan Brooks, might be, and so the way they are winning typically when they are winning does not serve them well in these close games down the stretch. Is that possible?
Yeah, no, I think there's something to that. But I also think that's sort of a consequence of how this team is evolving. Like, I don't think this team, like we talked about last week or maybe earlier this, I guess not earlier this week, I don't even know what day it is. Like we talked about recently, like, this team could have good depth forever if, like, the front office is just good at finding players, right? But even if it has good depth forever, I don't think it's always going to be this balanced team. I think that's a consequence of sort of where you are in your evolution. I mean, last night, they're playing without three of the top four players in their pecking order, probably, in terms of Dylan Brooks, Jonas Valanciunas, and Jaren Jackson Jr., right?
Right.
So I think at full strength, like, three of your top four players are those players who aren't playing. And I think most people see the future of this team, the fulcrum of this team, is a Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson two-man game, and you play off of that, right? Not a Ja Morant one-man game, but a Ja Jaren two-man game. And I think there was a stretch in the middle of last season, you know, back in December, and this is forever ago at this point, but December and January of last season when they were at their best, they went 19-11 over 30 games, I believe, or maybe 19-12 in those 2 months. And they were closing games with that, right? They were running Ja Morant, Jaren Jackson Jr., high pick and roll, and they were, like, running – and they were finishing strong in fourth quarters off of that, winning games in fourth quarters playing that way. And, you know, last night, not only did you not have that, you didn't have Jonas either, right? And so that's part of how it becomes the Ja Morant show when things tighten up, right? Because there's only so much – you know, you've been playing well all game with Melton going nuts and, you know, and those guys. But I think when things tighten up defensively in the fourth quarter, like, I was critical of some of those Ja home run swings, but also I'm not convinced that, you know, your natural offense, if it's built on – Grayson Allen and the Anthony Melton and the Xavier Tillman and Cal Anderson is necessarily going to work as well when it tightens up as it does in the flow of the game, to your point.
It is a measure of their staggering depth is missing all the players they were missing last night. You still get 8 minutes for Tyus Jones in a double overtime loss. I mean, it's unbelievable.
That was interesting to me. And when it happened, like, I mean, it wasn't clear, you know, in the moment, whether that was elective or he had some injury thing. We find out afterwards that it was an elective decision. I wonder how much of that was he hadn't played well in the first half and how much of that was trying to find a way because Melton had been so great, he didn't want to not play Melton.
Right.
And I assume they're trying to find a way to squeeze minutes out for Justice Winslow right now. And that's sort of a way to do that, right? One of the things I noticed in the middle of that game, when it looks like they were going to win without Jonas, one of the things I did, and I may have a little quick column tomorrow with lots of smaller notes, but I went back and looked to see what their record has been all season without players available, and like they haven't been killed. Like 4-4 without Ja, they're now 3-3 without Jonas, so they've been competitive no matter who you take out, right? But what I noticed when I did that is Tyus Jones hadn't missed a game. He's the only player this season who has not missed a single game, and not, you know, or not DNP'd or missed an injury. Like, he's played in every single game. And I, partly because of that, like, they haven't, like, in some ways, not that you wish injuries, but it may have been nice earlier in the season if he just missed a week or two and you were forced to experiment with some of those lineups, right? Like, the whole regular season is a laboratory. One of the laboratory things for this Grizzlies team is probably trying to find out, like, can you have bench units without a real point guard? Because you have De'Anthony Melton and Justice Winslow and Kyle Anderson, and part of the idea with all three of those guys is they can handle the ball and initiate offense, right? And so it's sort of late in the season to be experimenting with that, but I'm not surprised to see them experiment with that.
Well, and I think that's a question going forward, right? Is any of those capable of – any of those players capable of handling the minutes – behind Ja? I don't, you know, I mean, De'Anthony Melton as a point guard was not good as a point guard, right? I mean,
No, not sure. I think he's shown some growth this season. I mean, you've seen him make some good plays, like, you know, get into the lane and make a good pass. I think he's improved in that respect, but it's still not a strength. There was a play late in that game where he had the ball and he sort of drove in and it got tied up. Like, he actually won the jump, but it still got, he got into a jump ball situation on it. And so, no, that is an area where I think he has room for growth. He's still only 22, by the way. But it is an area that needs growth.
Individual performances. So Melton came out, was freaking incandescent in the first
half.
He was
Steph Curry for about 5 minutes.
He was Steph Curry for about 5 minutes. Ended up with 25, 8, and 6. Ja Morant, 36, 8 rebounds, 12 assists. I mean, he was fabulous. What do you think of Xavier Tillman? Obviously, like, he's going against Jokic, and Jokic was, you know, destroying everyone. But I thought Jokic hung in there.
But yeah. Jokic was not destroying him as much as he destroyed Brandon Clark, though.
Right.
Which is not surprised. I mean, Tillman's bigger and stronger, right?
Yeah.
And longer. And so that's not, like, some shock. But I think, you looking back, I think it was the third quarter where, like, Clark was just getting manhandled repeatedly.
Right.
And Tillman, I think, did a better job of boxing out and contesting. Oh, Jokic still got the better of him because he's probably going to be the MVP of the league, and he's 3 inches or 4 inches taller and whatever. But I thought Tillman acquitted himself well, considering the circumstances. I thought that was quite a good game for Xavier Tillman, given the situation
and
that he was throwing
into. And the three-pointers. He was 2 of 3 from three, too. Like, that was impressive. And, Grayson was good again. He wasn't as efficient last night, and then he obviously missed the one from the corner, but he had another 24 points, 3 steals. John Conchar contributed.
It's a testament to the season Grayson Allen is having that he can have a 24-point game and you don't look at it and say, wow, Grayson Allen was out of his mind last night, right?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It was a hell of a fun deal, honestly, even though it was crushing in the end. And it was certainly gallant. You have a piece, you and Drew Hill combined on a piece. You know what I'm going to do? I think I'm going to talk about it. I think I'm going to talk to you about it tomorrow. What do we think?
Yeah, like, even though that piece came out, like, late yesterday afternoon, early yesterday evening, I think it probably, hopefully it'll have legs, because I think tomorrow morning is probably the best time for that.
We'll discuss that tomorrow. You all can preview our discussion. Here's your reading assignment, overnight reading assignment. Read the piece over the Daily Memphian by Chris Harrington on Drew Hill on the many implications of Jaren Jackson's pending return. And then we will have class discussion on it tomorrow. Thanks very much, Chris.
Thank you.
That is Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian. You can bet on Jaren Jackson's return in the same game. Once we know that he's playing, you could put together a Jaren Jackson same game parlay bet. Available only at FanDuel Sportsbook, by the way, which is the official partner of 92.9 FM ESPN. You may get that feeling from however much we talk about it here. They do have the same game parlay bet. You can bet just a little bit on a few different bets, whatever. Point spread, first basket score, player points, rebounds, assists, three-pointers. Assemble your own little bet, your own little card, And if you fall one leg short, if you get everything but one, $25 back in same game parlay insurance every single day for new and existing users. If you haven't tried FanDuel Sports yet, of course, you get the risk-free bet up to $1,000. First bet, you win, you get your money, take it home, get as little as 24 hours. Woohoo! If you lose, it'll be back there in your site to bet again. Just go to the FanDuel Sportsbook app and download the app with promo code Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issued is non-withdrawable. Site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund, $25. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789. When we come back, Fish on Friday on Tuesday. We'll do that next. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's sports place, available everywhere for free on the Odyssey app. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN on Comcast Xfinity TVs through Odyssey, regionally on Blowtorch 680 AM. And we're the only station in Memphis with Rewind. Yeah, you can rewind 92.9 through Odyssey.
Mock draft season. You want it? We've got it. How about 6 days of a comprehensive first-round NFL mock draft? It's the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 presented by the Locked On Podcast Network and Odyssey. Join us today through April 26th for the biggest mock draft event all year. Locked On local experts make the selections, and Odyssey football experts, including the playmaker Michael Irvin, Ross Tucker, Jason Lockenfora, Brian Baldinger, and other Odyssey hosts who know the ins and outs of their teams the best. Get the picks, trades, and insights from all your favorite NFL teams by subscribing to the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe to the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 presented by Locked On and Odyssey on the new Odyssey app. Odyssey is your home for all sports, podcasts, music, and news that matters to you. That's Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in security.
Jeff Allen, my man, what's happening over at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah?
All I can say, Randy, is the right time to buy your new Kia at Gossett Kia South on Mount Moriah. I've got a 2021 Kia Forte, 41 MPG, or $129 a month lease, just $31.99 due at signing. And a 2021 Kia Soul, $159 per month lease, $30.99 due at signing.
And I see you got 2021 Kia K5, built in America, $184 a month lease, $39.99. Do it signing. They're all 36 month leases.
Plus, our industry leading 10 year, 100,000 mile powertrain limited warranty program. So, whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, and let's not forget Senatobia, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia Mount Moriah, 2680 Mount Moriah, or KiaMountMoriah.com.
All 36 month leases, zero security deposit, 650 acquisition fee, Forte, ME344837, MSRP 20,655, Soul M777-2135, MSRP 21130, K5 MG005560, MSRP 25725, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, includes all manufacturer rebates and incentives, PF695, excludes tax title. License with approved credit. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 4/30/2021. Dealer stock only.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? You can try new Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance to buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
This is Jeff Calkins, and I've been telling you about Cooper Systems for some time now. It's the place to get any kind of computer you need, and it's the place to go when your computer breaks down or gets one of those pesky viruses. They've been repairing computers honestly for decades, and nobody knows that better than this city's best consumer investigative reporter ever, Andy Wise.
Thanks, Jeff. I came to know Cooper Systems when I partnered with Lee and Lauren and their staff on an undercover investigation a couple of years ago on computer repair businesses. Lee's team helped me uncover some pretty bad actors, and they helped me hold these lesser computer repair shops accountable. And for almost three decades, Cooper Systems has been solving computer problems honestly and at a fair price. If you want the peace of mind that your computer problem is going to be solved honestly, then there's only one Wise choice. That's Cooper Systems.
360-9679 is their phone number. That's 360-9679. Like Andy said, if you want to deal with someone you can trust, then deal with Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah office park or on the web, coopersystems.com.
And check out their consumer protection credentials at andywisechoices.com.
Frontier Western Store is open and ready to serve you for all your needs in boots, apparel, pet food, and more. Frontier is proud to be a local leader here in the Mid-South when it comes to boots. Stop by the store today for an incredible selection of name brand work and dress boots. Come browse aisles and aisles of top quality boots at everyday low prices in their world-famous boot showroom. Dan Post, Rocky, Durango, Twisted X, Georgia, Ariat, and many more. There's so many styles, colors, and fits available, you might need a hand picking out your favorites. Luckily, Frontier's knowledgeable sales staff will cheerfully assist you with any questions you have and ensure the proper fit of your new boots. Frontier also has an amazing selection of jeans and shirts by Wrangler, Ariat, and Carhartt, as well as a fully stocked women's boutique department with thousands of tops and dresses at unbelievable prices. New arrivals often. Frontier Western Store, 5880 Goodman Road in Olive Branch, and on the web at frontierwesternstore.com. Family owned and operated since 1967.
For the ones finding new ways to ensure the job always gets done. For the ones wearing many hats. For the ones who are hands-on, even from far away. And the ones keeping business moving forward. We are Grainger, offering supplies and solutions for every industry, with 24/7 support and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Whether you're ready for your COVID-19 vaccine or looking for the right testing options for your family, our Kroger Health team of pharmacists and nurse practitioners are here to help. Our suite of solutions is one of the most comprehensive in the industry, trusted by frontline workers around the country. Visit Kroger.com/COVID care to learn more and schedule an appointment at a Kroger store near you.
DEA Take Back Day, Saturday, April 24th, DEATakeback.com.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
And I think it's going to be a long, long time.
Brad Carson celebrated his birthday last week. See that? Know where he went for dinner?
Bounty on Broad.
He went to Bounty on Broad. Yep, absolutely. You should go to Bounty on Broad. I mean, if you want to treat yourself after being holed up for a year. They've got beautiful, stunning dining room. My favorite in the city. And they got outside seating. Of course, they have curbside service as well. 2519 Broad Avenue. Phone number's 410-8131. 410-8131. Not exactly sure what he ordered. I would hope that he'd get the crisp Brussels. With cranberries, almonds, bacon crumbles. No wonder people like Brussels sprouts, by the way. You know, we just, like, candy them up, crisp them up. Absolutely.
Yeah, if you put enough bacon and honey.
Flipping delicious.
Yeah.
I would hope he would have gotten the fried Gulf oysters. I don't think I've ever been without getting the fried Gulf oysters. Cornmeal crusted oysters, best oysters I've ever had. The house around a lot. I would hope he would have gotten that. He seems like a hand-cut 14-ounce New York strip guy to me, though.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit. You think he's a key lime pie with the graham cracker crust?
Oh, no, he got the pork shank, he said.
Or the chocolate cream pie. He got the pork shank?
Yep.
Oh, I love the pork shank. It's a massive piece of, it is like a, you know, Henry VIII, mm-hmm. right, kind of thing.
Yeah.
With smoked Gouda cheese grits. Absolutely delicious. I go there for brunch if you like.
There's never a bad time.
Sunday brunch. It is Bounty on Broad for whatever special occasion or... How is that a special occasion? We're still here. That's my special
yes.
occasion. 25119 Broad Avenue, 410-8131. Joined now by Charles Fishman. He is a best-selling author. Three New York Times bestsellers. Most recently, One Giant Leap, which is about the extraordinary efforts of ordinary Americans to get us to the moon. Also, of course, a three-time winner of the Gerald Loeb Award for Excellence in Business Writing and a retired Mississippi tugboat deckhand.
Nailed it.
Charles joins me now. Charles, before I get to anything else.
I would just like to say.
Wait, whose interview is this?
I wish you could serve me some smoked Gouda cheese grits right now. Listening to that makes me want to not do my radio segment and run right out and get breakfast. That was quite extraordinary.
I think the smoked Gouda cheese grits, of all the things that they have at Bounty on Broad, the things that sound like most like I need that now might be the smoked Gouda cheese grits.
We make cheese grits in this house, but it has never occurred to me to try and melt Gouda into grits simply because Gouda, I love Gouda cheese. I've got Gouda cheese in my refrigerator right now. I could go down when we're done and make myself some smoked Gouda cheese grits, and maybe I will. Gouda doesn't feel like a cheese that melts well into something like grits, although maybe it does. Or maybe that's why there's a restaurant. You know, maybe those people know what they're doing.
It's possible. You know, I bet you can't make the Moroccan spiced lamb either. You know, just go down and whip up the Moroccan spiced lamb.
I couldn't, but my daughter could. She's really good. She'd go eat the Moroccan spiced lamb.
Hey, you're from South Florida.
At Bounty on Broad.
Yeah.
And then she'd try.
You're from South Florida. How do you feel about...
South Florida.
You are from South Florida. Key lime pie is the official pie of South Florida. Are you a fan of key lime pie?
My mom not only makes key lime pie. Growing up, we had a key lime tree in our yard. So she would make key lime pie with actual key limes. At one point, there was a disease, and the county, Dade County, came around and cut down everybody's lime tree. It was talk about some government intervention. They were trying to save the citrus crop of Florida, and they literally came with a chainsaw and cut my mom's key lime tree down. She makes the most extraordinary key lime pie. And so, yeah.
Is a key lime different? I never knew why it was called key lime pie. I thought it was just some decorative name. Is a key lime different than a lime I would get at my grocery store?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Key limes are a little tartar. They just have a slightly different different flavor. The way you can't even imagine having lime pie, right? No one makes lime pie, but key lime pie. And key lime pie is supposed to be yellow. There's a legendary discussion of that. So I do. Now my mom has to buy a little net bag of key limes in the grocery store in South Florida, which always feels a little.
Because they cut down her tree.
Right, they cut down her tree.
You know, here's the thing. One day they're cutting down the tree.
Of course.
One day they're cutting down the tree, the next day they're trying to make you wear a mask. It's the damn government,
mask,
you know.
Exactly, right there. And then they're telling you, as we discussed last week, that you're too fat to buy fried chicken.
That seems a little personal, Charles. So the other thing, before we get to the things we were going to talk about, you told me you want to talk about, since we're doing now is talking about the spots I do, I've been telling people to go to claimittn.gov, claimittn.gov, and get free money. You have some thoughts on this as well?
Well, I don't, obviously I don't live in Tennessee.
Right.
But I did this. I think there's a universal site as well. Claimittn.gov is actually the official site for the state of Tennessee Treasury Department. There's a big universal site. Each of the states has a site just like the Tennessee site. And at some point, I think one of my nephews sort of goaded me into doing this. We've lived a lot of places. I've lived in Florida. I've lived in Massachusetts, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Mexico, famously, of course, and now Washington, D.C. And so I traced my addresses and checked each place. And believe it or not, I found about $2,000. I found one or two small bank accounts. There might have even been a bank account, oddly, left over from college. Those were a little hard. I may not have even done it. It might have had $35 in it, and I just thought, I can't fill out the forms to get this up in Boston. But we claimed some stock that I had lost track of, which is really weird, because as you know, paperwork is my hobby. And so the idea that I would have lost track of, way back when we were in college, the government, again, we're really sounding the themes today. The government ordered AT&T broken up.
Right.
And when it broke up, we had like 35. My father had gotten us each 35 shares of AT&T. Then we ended up with, you know, 4 shares in each of the quote-unquote baby bells. And I had apparently lost track of one of those. So I heartily, heartily recommend it. It's not a scam. Like, there's nobody who's going to
take
you for
free money.
Half the amount.
It's just getting your money back. Okay.
Exactly. It's really – and you know what? If there's $400 there, then you can go to Bounty on Broad and see what the –
Okay, enough. You should. Yes, absolutely. Okay. I want to move on to the really serious topics that we were addressing today. One is the great ketchup shortage of 2021. Now, this is not a – like, you can get Heinz ketchup in a bottle. You can't get packets of ketchup?
The packets are, is a huge shortage. Like, whole chains are running out. This is a great Wall Street Journal story. Again, we do fall back occasionally on the Wall Street Journal, and I've done a bunch of collateral reporting. Long John Silver, a chain, big chain of 700 restaurants, ran out of ketchup packets and ended up spending $500,000 more last year on ketchup to get packets than usual. Ladies and gentlemen, that's $10,000 a week extra. Even if you have 700 restaurants, that's a lot. The price of ketchup packets has gone up 13% in that sort of wholesale market where restaurants buy it. But most important, they can't get them. Heinz owns the ketchup market. Heinz owns 70% of the U.S. ketchup market in your home and in the drive-thru and in the restaurants. And they were completely taken by surprise by the packet shortage. As were restaurants. Heinz has announced that they are increasing their ketchup production by 25%.
But it's not a shortage of ketchup, right? It's a shortage of we're all getting takeout.
It's just this packaging, because when you go if you get takeout, they give you ketchup packets, and that's the amount of takeout purchasing in restaurants has gone up 20% or more. Crazy. But also, even in the restaurants that have reopened, the CDC and many states have ordered restaurants
not to
leave ketchup bottles on the table. So there's ketchup. And now what's interesting is I think there's a shortage of ketchup packets, because historically you buy lunch for two at Burger King. So you have two medium things of fries. They throw 17 ketchup packets in there, and you're in your car.
Well, and here's the other thing. I don't use them. Here's the small, dirty secret. I hate ketchup packets. I like ketchup. I love ketchup. I like my fries basically equal parts fries and ketchup. But I find ketchup packets to be ridiculous. You've got to tear them open with your teeth. You've got to whatever. They squirt on your pants. And in the end, there's so little ketchup in there, you can barely just touch the – you get half of the ketchup from the packet onto the – you need to open 20 of them to even get a decent amount of ketchup. I hate them. It's a part of
– And then you're left with a – ketchup packet that has no ketchup in it for your french fries, but just enough to ruin your shorts.
Just enough to ruin your shorts. It's the worst thing ever. Right. I would not mind a ban. We banned, some people ban plastic straws, right? I would like to ban, now the ketchup packets I like are the ones that have a little well, that are deeper, that are like, the, that
is. These are Heinz invention. They're called dip and squeeze. It's funny. I don't particularly like those. They're big. They're kind of, it's too much ketchup for me.
There is no such thing.
Like a lot of ketchup. But here's the interesting thing about the dip and squeeze. Heinz knows people don't like the ketchup packet. When they were inventing that big one where you can tear it off at the top and squeeze it out, or peel off the foil lid and then there's a little well, these came out exactly 10 years ago. And again, the Wall Street Journal did this incredible story. They knew people were frustrated with packets. The lead of the story says that there are people Here you go. Here's your solution. Squirt two packets of ketchup into their mouth, and then put the fries in the ketchup. They saw people doing this in their research. The head of ketchup packets for Heinz at the time bought a used minivan and drove around trying to figure out. And the truth is, I don't know what you do. In our family, if you're on the road and you get French fries,
I just don't do the ketchup. It's not worth the trouble.
And you're driving. If you're alone, you just do no ketchup. No one in our family does ketchup. If you're with, like, my wife or my kids.
Oh, you can't make someone. You can't make someone open your ketchup. That's like asking someone to help you move.
Your obligation is
worst thing ever.
Open the ketchup, squirt it into the hamburger wrapper on the little table in the
center. No, it's asking too much.
That's a family obligation.
Asking way too much of someone. By the way, apropos of nothing, the dip and squeeze, also my dance move. So there you go.
That's your dance move.
Yeah. Okay, now, hold on. I want to go to – now.
I want to just tell you one more great – is two great statistics. First of all, after the Wall Street Journal story came out, people started selling their accumulated – silverware drawer ketchup packets on eBay. And there are now, as of this morning, 338 sellers of ketchup packets on eBay. They're not cheap. You can get 50 packets for $10. That's 20 cents each. You can get 250 packets for $22, 9 cents each. That's a lot of money for ketchup. You'd have to be a desperate restaurant to be buying them 50 at a time off eBay.
There is while we have a ketchup packet shortage, on the flip side, really quite literally, we have a toilet paper surplus. What's happening there?
That's the kind of humor people come to you for. Not me, but you on the flip side. Yeah. It is interesting. The toilet paper sales in January. So January's before the pandemic began, right? So it's a good comparison. Toilet paper sales in January in the U.S. were down 4%. From the previous January. In February, they were down 14%, and in March, they were down 33%. So we've got toilet paper in stock, you might say, in our homes. You know, this was crazy. People were worried about running out of toilet paper, and it turned out we learned a lot about toilet paper, right? We all know this sort of in our butt. But there's toilet paper you have at home, and then there's commercial, office-grade, big building-grade toilet paper, which is terrible. And those two toilet papers are so different, they're not even made on the same kind of equipment. And so people, you know,
basically, people were pooping at work, and now they were pooping at home. And so all that work toilet paper couldn't be diverted to home toilet paper because it's made differently. And so we had a
different way of distributing it. You can't just put it in
the
store.
They had great toilet paper shortage.
Also, once you write one story about – if you write a story about there being a cheddar cheese shortage, people are like, okay, whatever. If you write a single story in the New York Times or the Washington Post or the Wall Street Journal
people go
or NBC News, CNN on the toilet paper shortage – That's a no-brainer.
It creates, watch this, it creates a run on toilet paper.
And didn't you, exactly, and didn't you, you actually had somebody on the air, I think, who was using McDonald's napkins last year.
It was someone who worked in a grocery store and had access to the toilet paper, all the toilet paper they wanted, but were so dedicated to their customers that they themselves weren't buying it early. They were instead,
exactly.
And they had kids, and they were telling the kids to use napkins. I think the kids actually were using ketchup packets as toilet paper,
right,
contributing to the shortage.
Here we go.
Yes.
The woman in the lead of the Wall Street Journal story about toilet paper, the example, the one toilet paper customer they had, she reported that she had a back stock of 54 rolls of toilet paper. So, you know, if you buy the 12-pack, that's sort of four or five 12-packs. She said they were tucked away in various places. I went through my house and counted how many extra rolls of toilet paper we have right now. And in sort of general, in our general stock, we have 30 extra rolls. It doesn't include the rolls that are on the, that are next to the toilet, or two rolls sitting by the toilet. But then I went down into the kids' bathroom. A year ago, we had three college kids living in our house with us straight through August.
Right.
And I had stocked their bathroom with toilet paper. And that took me to 55 rolls. There were actually more than 20
rolls. So basically what's happening
is
people are working their way. The reason there's a toilet paper surplus is people having stocked up on toilet paper are now working their way through their surplus. Is that the idea?
Absolutely.
Okay.
That is exactly right. We normally spend $9 billion a year on toilet paper in America. That's $75 a family. Last year we spent $11 billion.
Are you fussy about your toilet paper? What do you buy?
I am extremely fussy, that's why we have 50 rolls in that.
What is it? What is it? What do you get?
The kind of toilet paper I want.
What do you get?
We like the either the Cottonelle or the Charmin with aloe in it. We like high end, good
with
quality
aloe
toilet
in
paper.
It. Ooh, that's really
aloe. Yeah,
fancy
that's,
on the behind.
There was no aloe toilet paper for 9 months. They just stopped making it because that's a step, and if you're trying to crank it out, you skip adding lotion to the toilet paper.
Phrasing.
Right on.
So moving right along.
The biggest story of the week so far.
No. I want to get to the boat. The boat. What was it called? The Ever Stuck.
The boat.
The Ever Stuck.
Given. Yeah.
The Ever Given.
Yeah.
We've all moved past the boat, right? The boat was stuck.
Right.
It was a story for a week. It became unstuck. You, however, tenacious as you are, a bulldog on these stories, what has happened now to the boat?
Well, the boat's stuck again. The government of Egypt has seized the boat for, quote-unquote, failure to pay $900 million to the nation of Egypt, which is what Egypt says it lost in revenue while the boat was stuck for whatever it was, 144 hours, must have been about 6 days. And so they are holding the boat, including the 25 crew members. And of course the cargo. So the Ever Given is part of Evergreen Shipping, which is a big, serious company. They haven't seized the boat of an organization that has three container ships and is sort of going to duck and run away. This is going to have to be negotiated. But that's kind of a bold move. The boat itself, of course, is probably worth $200 million. These are big, complicated, high-end ships. Cargo, who knows what the cargo is worth.
Where do you hock one of those boats? So if you wanted to hock one of those boats, Jeffrey's suggesting I only have two minutes.
This boat is one of the 15 largest boats in the world, and it's pretty new. I think it's only 2 years old. You wouldn't have any trouble, quote unquote, hocking it.
But Jeffrey says I don't think
that's how this will go.
Jeffrey says I have two minutes left. You said there was the biggest story. Do you want to get to the biggest story? You want to save it for the biggest story?
The biggest story is about the Tyrannosaurus Rex, man. The big news is that paleontologists out in Utah announced yesterday that it appears Tyrannosaurus rex hunt in packs. They don't hunt alone. They hunted in packs. That's crazy. Like, what's worse? What would be worse than being Fred Flintstone or Barney Rubble and being chased by a Tyrannosaurus rex? How about having four of them come after you at once?
How do they know?
Can't wait for the Jurassic Park
remake. How do they know this? How do they know this?
Well, the story is really interesting. There are only 50 Tyrannosaurus rex skeletons in the whole world. So really, to say we quote-unquote know things about them is a little bit of a scientific leap. But they found four Tyrannosaurus rex skeletons together in a riverbed in Utah, and in a big, beautiful national park out there, Escalante. And they were able, over literally years of work, to date the bones and the death of the dinosaurs using hard
Bumble.
Science and discover
good morning,
there are
pack.
Places where dinosaur skeletons wash up together because the dinosaurs die and fall into a river, and over thousands of years they accumulate. They were able to figure out that all four of these dinosaurs died at the same moment together. What would four Tyrannosaurus rex dinosaurs be doing together? They'd be working together. That's what they concluded. They were taken down.
Watching the meteor shower.
Charles, we got to get out of here. We got to get out of here.
There's a herbivore.
There's music playing. There's music playing. Go count your toilet paper. Thank you. We'll talk to you next week. That is...
Bye.
Charles. By the way, while we were off on that discussion of whatever it was... Mm-hmm. Memphis has announced that they're playing Florida State in football.
Indeed.
At
FSU.
At FSU.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. A little Ryan Silverfield, Mike Norvell matchup.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be fun. I'm sure they'll be talking about it on Jason and John. What else is happening on Jason and John and the rest of this day here on 92.9?
Here's what's coming up next.
Steph, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. They're also going to be joined by Rob Fisher. John will join us today on Giannotto, and Jeffrey, you'll join GP at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We got to get out of here. Back tomorrow for Now Work Is Done.
Are you looking for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, business insurance? If so, this is Gary Parrish encouraging you to get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance, a second-generation local agency that's been owned and operated since 1981. It is the home of the Erie Rate Lock. What's the Erie Rate Lock? It's a way to lock in your auto rates indefinitely. Each year you don't have an accident, your deductible drops by $100. Your first accident is forgiven. And let the record show that lower than normal rates are now available, which is great because if recent events have taught us anything, it's that every penny matters. Listen, you have a local doctor, your local dentist, your local lawyer. You need your own personal local insurance agent too. So please get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance, which has two offices in the Memphis area. One is in Lakeland on Canada Road. The other on Highway 51 in Covington. You can reach Elizabeth Rook Insurance by phone at 867-SAVE, that's 867-7283, or you can visit online at rookinsurance.com. Again, that's rookinsurance.com.
The Jeep Celebration and Ram Truck Month is still going strong at Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat on the Pike. Check out 2021 Jeep Renegade Sport, $22,490 or $287 a month. Command the road in your 2021 Dodge Charger XST. We Gossett at $29,499 or $394 a month. And if you're ready for some adventure, 2021 Fiat 500X Pop All-Wheel Drive, $21,990 or $279 a month. And they're not leases, you own them. We got it all at Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat on the Pike. So drive past the rest and come to the best. 1901 Covington Pike or shop online, GossettMotorCars.net.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motorcars.
Almost financed through Chrysler, all 3,500 cash down, 75 months at 4.11 APR, Renegade MPM 44,788, MSRP 26,240, Charger MH512,542, MSRP 32,86,500X, MP 88,77,86, MSRP 26,830. Includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 4/30/21 with approved credit, dealer stock only.
All hit
all the time.
Let's go commercial free. Even though saying we're going commercial free is technically a commercial for this station. When I say commercial free, I mean no commercials from our sponsors. But saying that is still a commercial of sorts, just to be clear. Okay, now I'm confused. Let's go commercial free. Except for this message about how we're going commercial free.
Maybe commercials about going commercial free just need a Snickers. Snickers satisfies.
To all you do-it-yourselfers, get ready to welcome Fram into the fam.
because America's number one oil filter brand now has their own new line of motor oil and fluids. And it's only at Advance and CarQuest Auto Parts. Stop into Advance and choose from four new Fram oil change bundles starting at just $20.99. They have the oil and filters you need to keep your engine running stronger, longer. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See store for details.
Jeff Allen, my man, what's happening over at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah?
All I can say, Randy, it's the right time to buy your new Kia at Gossett Kia South on Mount Moriah. I've got a 2021 Kia Forte, 41 MPG, or $129 a month lease, just $31.99 due at signing. And a 2021 Kia Soul, $159 per month lease, $30.99 due at signing.
And I see you got 2021 Kia K5, built in America, $184 a month lease, $39.99 due at signing. They're all 36-month leases.
Plus our industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty program. So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, and let's not forget Senatobia, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia Mount Moriah, 2680 Mount Moriah, or KiaMountMoriah.com.
All 36-month leases, zero security deposit, $650 acquisition fee, Forte, ME344837, MSRP 20,655, Soul M777-2135, MSRP 21130, K5 MG005560, MSRP 25725, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, includes all manufacturer rebates and incentives, PF695, excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit, warranty is a limited powertrain warranty, see dealer for complete details, offer valid through 4/30/2021, dealer stock only.
Good news. Top Gun Memphis has ammo in stock, 9mm and 40 caliber. And we also have a massive selection of firearms that we just got in. If you've got that stimulus check and you're ready to buy an amazing new firearm to protect yourself and your family, come on out to Top Gun Memphis. Are you ready to get your permit to carry? Sign up at TopGunMemphis.com. Come out and eat barbecue at Ferguson's Barbecue and enjoy shooting on the largest indoor gun range in the Mid-South. Top Gun Memphis. That's TopGunMemphis.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Cleaning your fuel system can make your car run better and improve gas mileage. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts and pick up a bottle of Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner and add it to your tank during your